welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Great.
Excellent. It is that time. Students coming off of holidays, everybody, the school buses and the medical students, and everybody's getting ready to go back to their routine. You've chosen a great little poem this week. It's published in JAMA. There's a fair amount of data to show that to show that doctors don't know the costs of things that we order, and be they scans or laboratory tests and even drugs, that we don't know the costs. And there have been a number of studies, although there's some conflict, but a number of studies have shown that when you show doctors the costs of things, that you actually can reduce unnecessary ordering. And sometimes that's good if you're the payer, and sometimes it's bad if you're the charger, like the hospital, because test ordering goes down. The authors of this particular study asked a separate question. They said, well, what about patients? What if they know the costs of things? Will their expectations decrease, and will they ask for less tests? So the study is published in JAMA 2016. It starts on page 1874. And the question it seems to be asking is, does offering a price transparency tool to employees with a choice of where to obtain medical treatment decrease healthcare spending? Mark, what did they do?
Yeah, this was a nifty little study, and I thought it was really interesting. So, yeah, they, you know, like you said, the idea is if you take patients and tell them how much stuff costs, they're going to say, oh my gosh, I don't really need that MRI. So they took two groups of employees from two different organizations located in different parts of the U.S. They all got instructions on how to use this TrueVen treatment cost calculator, which estimates total and out-of-pocket spending. So the total, you know, what everyone pays, but then also their personal out-of-pocket spending for different imaging and outpatient procedures, as well as for office visits. The individual deductibles ranged from $500 to $2,500 a year. The intervention populations were restricted to enrollees in a single healthcare plan in the 12 months before and the 12 months after the introduction of the tool. There was a control population in a different health plan that was matched in each case to by age and sex and comorbidity. So they tried to match similar enrollees based on those characteristics, and then looked, but one got access to this calculator and the other one didn't. In the group that got the pricing information, the average total outpatient spending, drum roll, increased from 2021 to $2,200 a year, $200 up. The control group spending increased from 1985 to 2138. So it was actually about $60 greater increase if they had access to this information. Average out-of-pocket spending was also higher in the group that had access to that by about $18. So certainly, you know, I'm not sure the $60 and the $18 are terribly important differences, but they're going in the wrong direction, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. They found the same results, whether it was a high or a low deductible group, whether they had a lot of chronic health conditions or just a few. Part of the problem was that perhaps they didn't look at this long enough. Only about 10% who could actually use the tool used it at least once. And, you know, a lot of people might not bother to use it for an outpatient visit to their primary care doctor because they know they're going to go see that doctor anyway. Probably, you know, maybe only 10% had a major imaging or a procedure worth looking at. So it's possible if they went longer, they might have found more. But at least in this study, after a year, they didn't see any difference between groups. And if anything, the small increase in costs in the wrong direction in the groups given the information.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I would explain the reverse, except perhaps it just random noise, as you're suggesting. You know, there is this concept that economists love to talk about, which is called moral hazard, which is the concept is that, you know, if you've got insurance, you're more likely to use it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure that really applies here. They're not using more. They're just not using less.
Right.
Hey, did you get a chance to look at the treatment cost calculator?
No, I have not.
I haven't either. I wonder if it's a user-friendly and how it presents the data. I mean, it is in the paper, but it's Truven, Truven, treatment cost calculator, if listeners want to Google it.
You know, the healthcare is, I think some people like to believe it's a behaves like a normal market, and I don't think it obviously does when you have patients who perhaps have some choice about where they go, but often are getting recommendations from their physician about what to do and where to go. And you know, to go against that recommendation, you know, there's a certain amount of friction in that market. And you know, again, it's not a pure simple market like you know, when you go to the Publix and are choosing, you know, one cut of steak versus another.
Right, or a car or a stereo or what have you.
Yeah.
Excellent, very interesting. And I think that there's a lot more work that can be done in this area of cost education and the implications. This is just perhaps the opening salvo about what happens when you let patients be part of those decisions.
Yep.
Anyways, thanks, Mark, for bringing it to our attention. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.